It is the Chicagoverse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists in industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
Keeping it going here. We're bringing it home. We're closing out the night, the third interview of the evening on Dynasty Podcast. And we're here with ADOT, man. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good, man. You know, pretty sick, you know, but we're getting through it.
But when you say sick, you don't mean it like, bro, that's sick. You mean like you've got the cold right now, right?
Yeah. Well, no, I probably mean it's both.
But it's both. Yeah. It can be both. But like, yeah, it's both. I think everybody's feeling it right now from all the weather.
Yeah, I'm not digging this at all.
Well, thank you for being here, man. And like, you know, like I was saying earlier in the evening, I really do have this mental list of people who I see the names on Twitter. I see your names on like, you know, a blog or at like different concert venues and things like that. And you're another one who, you know, I was like, we got to get him on the podcast. We got to get this artist on the podcast, man. So I appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you for having me, for real.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know, we always start at the beginning, but there's something very recently you just did. So let's start with that. You just played Shuba's last night, right?
Yeah, that shit was fire.
How was that?
It was fire. I messed with it, like, really hard. I appreciate, like, Buru, Cole, like, everybody that, like, got me on there. It was pretty cool, like... I don't know. I always like performing more than anything else, to be honest. Like, I feel like powerful as fuck when I'm performing, you know, because everybody's just looking at you. You could say whatever you want and then have the crowd say it back, like, literally. So, like, there's so much power in that, and I appreciate, like, performing all the time.
That's an energy.
Yeah, it's fire.
Had you performed at Shuba's before?
No, I haven't. But I used to go there for, like, Alex Wiley shows, Joey Perp shows and all that, like... It's crazy.
It's a legendary room.
Yeah.
And it's a cool room. What I love about seeing a show at Shuba's is that, like, there's not an inch of wasted space. Like, that room fills up. And even though it's only, like, 200-300 people, which is still a lot, but it's, like, it feels massive in there.
Yeah, it does.
But you still have that intimacy between the artist and the crowd.
Yeah, I like shows like that. There's not a bad spot in there. I mean, I like bigger shows, but I also like the smaller ones more just because it's more intimate. Like, I don't know. That vibe is something that you can't, like, have at a big-ass spot. Unless it's, like, your show and you're, like, at a, like, headline or something, then everybody's going to know. But, like, if you're, like, a smaller artist, it's, like, way easier to be, like, intimate with the crowd.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So let's move into what we usually start with, which is, like, how did music start for you? But I just had to ask about the show last night because that was so fresh. So bring us into this. Yeah, like, how did you start out in music as an artist?
Like, I used to play a lot of... I didn't even like rap music, let's be honest. That shit was trash to me. Like, around, like, 2009, 2000, like... It was at 2009 to, like, 2011, I was listening to, like, hella rock and metal. And that's because I got influenced from, like, fucking Guitar Hero and Rock Band. I used to play that shit a lot.
Interesting.
Like, yeah, I was real fired at that, like, that ass. But, I don't know, I started listening to Kid Cudi and Drake.
Well, I mean, those are just, that's an incredible starting point.
Yeah.
I mean, Cudi's so, like, innovative and legendary.
Yeah, you know? Cudi's one of my favorites. Like, I started listening, I saw Mojo So Dope, the video for that. And, like, that song was one of my favorite Cudi songs. Then I went and listened to, like, Ghost and all this shit off of his, like, his second album. And then I was like, damn, this nigga's crazy. I don't know. I just... Drake was just raw because he was... I don't know. He was going crazy. Like, what was that? That shit. I forgot the name of that song. That, hey, that shit was crazy.
I mean, Drake's just been... Drake's owned this decade. Like, this last decade has belonged to Drake.
Yeah, no, Drake's a legend, bro. It's wild. I hated his new album, but, like, nah, he going crazy still. But the new stuff he's been dropping has been, like, great. I fuck with him.
You know, and just curious, because I worked at a rock station for, like, 13 years. What rock artists were you, like, fucking with back when you, back in your Guitar Hero days?
Metallica, Avenged Sevenfold, Bullet For My Valentine. Machine Head.
So you were like just straight pure metal.
No, I was listening to like 30 Seconds of Mars and like, who else? Let's see. I was listening to hella Daft Punk too. Like Homework. Let's see. The Intergalactic Space Love. That shit was fire. I don't know. I used to listen to like everything, to be honest, except for like rap at that time. That's just, except for country too. I don't fuck with country. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, you know, I mean, listening to your music now, do you feel like some of the heavier or darker rock music influenced your sound? Because it's like It definitely feels like you have like kind of a more, I hate to use the word dark, but it's like, because that feels lazy, but you've definitely got like a darker tone to your music.
Yeah. I started listening to iFuture too, so I kind of like fucked up. That kind of like combined with all the like metal and shit, because Tyler was talking about some real dark shit. So, and like, I don't know. My life, it's not like the best, you feel me? So I started rapping like about dark shit, you feel me? Because that was.
Sure.
That's what I was in.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And you just dropped Midnight. When did that drop? I mean, that was very recently.
It dropped January 27th.
Yeah. So, like, talk about the recording of that record. Like, how did that come together? How long was that in the works? Bring us into the process of that.
Well, I met Sheriff and everybody at the Go House Studio, which is, like, where I record at now. I met them, like, 2 or 3 months ago. And, like, I don't know. I just been recording with them, like, nonstop. And Sheriff is, like, one of my favorite producers. He's the GOAT. We just be making songs, and whatever, like, we like, we just put out, you know. I'm real, like, impulsive when I do shit. Like, I don't really have no, like, set dates for shit sometimes. Like, if I feel like dropping something, I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to drop it. And whoever like it, they like it. They don't like it, I don't give a fuck. Because right. I like it. You know, so.
That's that punk attitude. That's that metal attitude.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like planning for shit. Because, like, when you plan, you just expect something to happen. And if that don't happen, you just be salty as hell. So it's better to just let things happen in a moment. But have a plan, you know. But don't really, like, fall back on it, you know.
Avoid expectations.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So you put this out. What has the response been like to the record?
Everybody's been fucking with it, honestly. Like, I didn't expect, like, it to be, like, I didn't expect the reception that it got, to be honest. But, like, a lot of people saying it was raw and that they listened all the way through with no skips and shit. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. Like,
But your name's been out there for a minute. So yeah. I feel like people were probably ready for, like, a larger body of work like this from you.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people were saying, too. Yeah, but I don't know. I just, like, I'm always all over the place. Like, I don't really like sticking to one sound. So I just, it's hard for me to, like, put together a body of work just because I like doing everything. Like, I got a song that's coming out. I'm singing on it. Like, I don't know. It's hard for me to just stick to, like, one certain thing, like, at a time.
Well, that's the beauty of the age we're in now, where it's like you can just put out music whenever you feel like it. You could have a song where you're singing, the next song could be something completely different.
Exactly. That's why I fuck with my homie Macho. He's like, he like gave me a song that's kind of like rockish. It's like rockish rap. It's called Hurricane. It's pretty fire. Like, but yeah, I don't know. It's very hard to stick to one sound.
So now that the record's out, now that Midnight is out, what kind of doors is that open for you? What are you able to do now that you actually have that record behind you?
Just present it to, like, labels and stuff like that. Like, when they're looking for something, because, you know, like, they're probably not going to be like, yeah, let's just go on his SoundCloud and look at all the random singles and shit.
All the Lucy's, yeah.
Yeah, all the Lucy's. They're going to be like, okay, does he have a body of work? If I do, they go to it, and then they just, like, they can just listen to the whole thing. And I put, like, most of the hits that I dropped on there anyway, so it's going to be, you know, a little something.
Yeah. No, it's a portfolio. So is that, like, is that the larger goal, is to get it in front of a label, to get it in front of, like, you know, maybe, like, a sync licensing, or kind of where do you want to bring it with that?
Honestly, I just want to keep dropping music. I don't even, like, this is just, like, it's like a stepping stone. Like, okay, I can show y'all. I showed y'all I did a project. Now I'm finna just drop whatever fuck I want. And
like, I mean, that's honest. Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna do more projects. You know, like EPs and shit. Like, but I just wanna make music that's great with, like, people that I fuck with. Like, I don't really, like, I'm not trying to get no clout. I don't care about that shit. Like, Like, I'm not trying to be grouped with those people that's, like, considered the clout, whatever the fucks.
Right.
I'm just a raw-ass artist that do whatever you want. That's what I'm trying to be, like, considered as.
I love it, man. I love that attitude of just, like, not giving a fuck and just doing it for the music.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was checking out your stuff, and something that stuck out to me was the video for Rolling.
Oh, yeah.
And I know it's a few months old at this point, but, like, I watched and I was blown away because it's just, like, A, you mentioned the Daft Punk influence. So I can see that in there. But, B, it's just, like, that's a wild video. Talk about how that came together.
Like when I do videos, I don't want to do like the same shit. Just niggas standing around in a cool ass background and shit. Like, nah, that's whatever. Like, I'm trying to do something different every time I drop a video. Cause I have a video with Wolf. It's like, it's all paper stop motion. Like, and then I wanted to come something different. I wanted to top that. So I'm like, fuck it. Well, how can we top this? So Nick was like, yeah, let's do a 3D video. Shit, that's, if you got it, we could go. Let's go. And, like, we just sat down, talked about, like, certain scenes. I went to his house. He recorded, like, my movements off of Xbox Kinect. Yeah, like, it's crazy.
So you're literally, like, the model for a lot of that then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. I had to take pictures of my face so he could scan it into the system and shit. It was, like, it was weird. But
like,
it was
that's
crazy.
How they made, like, Gollum. And shit like that from like Lord of the Rings,
yeah,
or like Caesar from the Planet of the Apes movies.
And Nick has a busted laptop, or no, not a busted laptop, but a busted like desktop computer. And it's crazy, like what kind of like work he did with that. Like it took forever to even render this shit. Like that's how crazy it was. So,
and yeah,
it was originally supposed to be a loop video, just a minute loop. But then I dropped the pictures. And then motherfuckers was like, holy shit, you're going crazy. And I'm like, ah, shit, we got to make this better than, we got to make this actual, like, a video or some shit. And then he's like, we got to stall on this now. So we stalled for, like, a whole month. I was so pressed, bro. It was, like, because everybody kept hitting me up, when's the video dropping? When the video? I'm, bro, yeah. We talking to these labels, bro. Yeah.
But it is not a typical video. It's not, like, a video that... you know, people knock out in an afternoon.
No,
it's clear that there was a lot of work. When I watched it, I was really impressed. I was like, who the fuck animated this? Because it's, you know, it's impressive, and you don't see it that much, especially, like, animation like that. And if people are wondering what we're talking about, they can go check out your Twitter. You know, it's pretty high up in your Twitter feed, the Rolling
pin.
Video. It's the pinned one, yeah. So that's definitely worth a watch.
Yeah, it's fine.
Do you have more videos coming out ahead of you or anything else dropping from this project?
Yeah, I just did a video for Heart Attack, actually, with Nick. So that's going to be crazy. I have more for, like, the hits that people like on it, like the Repair song. I'm going to work on something with that. A song called I Know. And then probably, like, the one that was mentioned in the Chicago Reader. It's called Nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and let's talk about the Reader thing for a second. You got a big feature in the Reader.
Yeah, I didn't expect that.
Did Lior, but Lior interviewed you, right?
No.
No? He just wrote about it.
Yeah, he just wrote about it. I didn't even know it was finna be wrote about.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was crazy.
But that's really cool. Like, and Lior from the Reader, I mean, he knows his shit.
Yeah.
He's plugged into stuff.
Yeah, I DM'd him, and he was like, yeah, I like what you do, so keep doing what you do. Thank you. Like, I appreciate that. Fine.
Well, and that's one of these kind of milestone things. Like, you know, at least in my mind, I feel like for a lot of artists, like maybe playing the Metro, playing Shubas, getting a write up on like Fake Shore, it feels like there are certain things that are really meaningful markers in the Chicago career experience here. And right. I feel like getting a feature in the Reader is definitely
that's
one of
crazy.
Them.
Yeah, I used to look up to everybody that was in it. Like, for real, I used to be like, I used to look up to, like, Kimbe, Wally, Joey Purp, all of them. And then now they're telling me that they fuck with me and they're proud of what I'm doing. I'm, damn, this is crazy. And then I just see myself in a Reader. I'm, what the fuck? This is, this is wild. Like, I don't even, like, but I still feel like I'm not really doing shit. So, I don't know. It's cool.
But I hear that from a lot of creative people who are ambitious and hardworking. I see a lot of people who have unearned egos who are extremely proud of themselves, and they're like, I don't have to work that hard. I see a lot of people who are doing the work and who are really talented and across lots of different creative concentrations, and they're the ones who feel like, I'm not doing enough. I need to do more. I haven't started yet.
Yeah,
that's
I don't
a very
feel like
common
I'm,
thing.
I don't feel like I'm anywhere yet, to be honest. Like, I don't know. This shit weird. It's cool. Like, people fuck with me, like, hard, but it's just, I don't know. I'm always going to feel like it's more I could be doing. I don't like being complacent at all. I don't think I don't want to be complacent in the first place. Like, I'm trying to be on some, like, some mogul shit. I'm trying to be on some Tyler Creator, have my own network or some shit, you know.
Get to,
like,
that Diddy level.
Yeah, get to that Diddy level, get my own store, get my own, like, building. Like, I don't, and then put other people on that I fuck with. Like, how Cole doing. Mm-hmm. Like, he literally got to where he wanted to be. And now he putting on all the people that he, like, actually used to fuck with, like me. Like, I've shot a video with Cole 4 years ago, and he's still fucking with me. Like, and he's blown up. That, I respect him, like, for real. He cool.
Well, and that's a meaningful thing, you know? And I love that attitude of, like, I want to get on, and then I want to bring people with me.
Yeah.
So, you know, now that you have this record out, now that you are getting this recognition and that people are aware of you and they're really behind you, like, where do you want to move next, since you are somebody who, like you said, like, you've got a lot you want to accomplish and you don't want to just sit around and wait. Like, what's next for you and what do you still need to accomplish?
Well, next, I feel like I just need to just put out more music and focus on my videos at the moment, because the face card is always the most important thing. Like, sure. What's the most important thing now to, like, people? Like, back then, it wasn't shit. It was just like, all right. We just know this dude because he's putting out raw shit. But now it's just like, all right, people want to see what you're doing all the time and shit. So I just want to just focus on the videos. I want creative videos. So I'm just going to, like, put my head down and just, like, think of some shit. I want to perform more, but I don't want to perform no house parties or none of that shit. I'm trying to get, like, bigger venues, like Metro.
Yeah.
Shoe was crazy because that was my first time at Shoe was. Let's see, Reggie's. I like Reggie's. It's cool.
Reggie's is a pretty raw room.
Yeah, it's pretty fire. I fuck with the security there too. Like, they're actually cool people.
I saw Chance at Reggie's a million years ago in, like, 2013 when Closed Sessions, the team from Closed Sessions, when they were still doing Ruby Hornet, they did a, like, Chicago's Next Class Under 21 showcase, and Chance was part of it. And he was just, like, one of a bunch of artists who were playing Reggie's. It was wild.
That's crazy. Bro. Yeah. I used to go to all those shows, too. Like, when Chance dropped Acid Rap, he used to do those secret shows. Mm-hmm. And used to, like, tweet, like, yeah, come to Reggie's. Free show at Reggie's, Acid Rap or some shit. And then Vic Mensa performed. When Vic Mensa was, like, blowing up hard as fuck. And he had, like, what is it? He had dropped, it was right before the internet tape.
Right. Yeah.
And he was blowing up hard as fuck. He was getting that Mishka sponsorship. It was like, bro, it was crazy. Like,
that's such a moment.
Yeah, bro, I remember all that shit. So it's like, it's weird now that I'm the one in that shit, you know?
But, you know, it's the wave keeps going, you know, and new artists and younger artists and you know, new talent or emerging talent's always going to be coming up. And, like, that's the thing. That's the wonderful thing about the music scene here. It never stops. It's never like, all right, well, we have our superstar. Because if that was the case, it would have ended in, like, the 70s or 80s. You know, but it's like every year there's going to be new talent popping up. And, you know, like you said, now people are really not just aware, but, like, they're really responding to your music, man.
Yeah.
That's a level.
It's very fine.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what you do next. And same thing, man. Like, this mic is on. As you have new projects coming out ahead of you, like, come back. Let us know, man. Yeah, glad we got to start the conversation.
No, man, I appreciate this for real. I used to see y'all podcasts too. Like, it's crazy.
That's awesome, man. ADOT, and the record is called Midnight, and people can find it on Spotify, Apple Music, everything.
Yeah, all that. You know, man. SoundCloud ADOT_AL. Find me on Twitter at ADOTXX. Instagram ADOTXX. Yeah.
And you're active on Twitter
all the time.
For sure.
Yeah, Instagram too.
Yeah, I love it, man. ADOT, thank you so much for coming up, man. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcasts. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.